Welcome to Sunny Relationship Podcast. Viewer discretion is advised about what I'm about to say. Men. I cannot, you know, a lot of ladies we be talking, and we all find it offensive that when we're having sex and it's our time to ride, that y'all says, oh, go slow. What? Go slow? Do y'all go slow when y'all over here roughhousing and rough dogging? No. Even when we say go slow, y'all don't know how to go slow. So, and that's a turn off for a lot of us. Be honest, I know that's a turn off for me. Once you do that, go slow, oh, slower. I start thinking in my mind, when I say this to you, how come you don't do that? So why should I have the same compassion for you that you do not have for me? And it's crazy, because I was shocked to find out a lot of women, we agree that we do not like that. And, you know, some of them is funny. And I know a friend of mine, she's like, I want to ride them cowboy. And I'm like, okay. So she's like, and you know, I want to do, like, you know, if I'm on in a bowl and I'm just holding the horns and it's just going, and then you crank it up fast. She said, I start out slow. Then, you know how when you ride in a bowl, it starts out slow. Then you give it a little more and then it goes a little faster. And then all of a sudden you'd be like, riding cowboy. She's like, that's how I want to be. But a lot of y'all don't care for that. And here's my problem with that. Because I told her, I said, you know what I think it is? A lot of them want to worry about their penises. Okay? You know, some of y'all don't have big ones, so doing all that probably hurts. And this may be the case. But hear what my friend said to tell y'all, because she's not. She said this can never come out of her mouth. She said, because she don't really like speaking like this, but just to the girls, not to physically tell guys this. But a lot of vaginas is tight, and it hurt just as bad. So I told her, well, that's nothing. You can say that. She's like, I know. I just don't feel like it should come out of my mouth. To y'all, yes, but to them, no. So, we are very disappointed. And buddies, we want to ride just as hard as you want to ride. Okay? And the reason I said ride, because y'all do rough house and we just ride. So, yes, we want to do that just as, and we want y'all to be okay with it. Just like some of us is okay with it. And even if we're not okay with it, y'all don't care. You know, unless you have, like, someone who just compassionate and gentle and, like, you know, oh, let me just take my time and please her. But most of y'all don't think about pleasing no one. Y'all think about just getting over with. Bernie Mac done said in so many of his comedies, just getting it over with and going to sleep or whatever else is you're gonna do. So here's my thing. If you don't want us to roughhouse y'all, we don't want that either. We want this. When you tell us you want to slow, we want to slow too. Because what's good for the geese is good for the gander. I know y'all all heard that. And I told my friends, I told my friend, I said, you know what? The next time he tells you, oh, slow, and then when it's vice versa and you just tell him, go slow. She's like, yeah, but you know, that does not work. I'm like, and she's like, I, you know, I'm fine with the roughhousing sometimes. She was like, but, because most of us are fine with the roughhousing. That doesn't mean we always like the roughhouse. You know, we like to take your time. We like to get into the mood. We like to get into the groove. We like the romance of it. You know, and I know it's, to y'all it's just sex. But to some of us, it's just not sex. We want more from it. But yeah, this is how we feel. And I told all of them, I will speak in all y'all behalf with your little clean mouth. You know, because a lot of times, a lot of people doesn't feel comfortable with talking about sex. I know even one of my sisters, she will not have this conversation with you. Like, if it get too deep or too grimy, she's gonna just walk off and be like, oh, I can't hear this. It's just how it is. But I'd like to thank you for listening to the Sonya Relationship Podcast. Please give it a 5-star review. And fellas, if y'all have any opinion and one of y'all will want to come on here and tell me why it is y'all do that, or y'all feel any type of way, you want to just explain about how you feel about what I'm saying, you'll feel free to come on my podcast. Contact me at sv766752@gmail.com. Go to my website at http://podcast.com. Follow me at son.ie9795 Instagram, sonya.sandalgo Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest. Follow my son Sounds on Instagram. Got an Apple out on Apple, Spotify. Follow Miss Carr. She does affirmations every morning. Follow TJVUCLAIN. Please read her book called Black Brother Orange. Follow TAWYNA Wade Williams. Please read her book called Sadly Single. Follow King's Flex on SoundCloud. Listen to their album and follow Female Reform. They have a bookstore in New York, and y'all have a blessed night.